It was a car cage grudge match at the BC Civil Resolution Tribunal June 21, but a BC Strada walked away the winner after being told it didn't have to pay for a safety cage for two owners' vehicle. Babak Sadekwishge and Elam Kosravani of Langley told Tribunal member Kate Campbell their car's the catalytic converter was stolen while it was parked in the Strada's underground parking area. They said the Strada was negligent and claimed $10,000 in damages, including $3,496 to build the cage. The Strada denied any wrongdoing or liability. The Strada plan shows that it was created in August 2021, and consists of 91 residential Strada lots, and 25 commercial Strada lots, in a four-story building with underground parking. The Strada's bylaws create separate sections for the residential and commercial Strada lots, Campbell said in her decision. Sadekwishge and Kosravani said after the theft, they built a wooden cage around their parking space to protect their vehicle. They requested that the tribunal provide direction about whether the Strada must allow the cage to remain. The Strada, however, said the cage might be a bylaw violation, something Campbell ruled outside the scope of the complaint. The vehicle repair cost was $2,528, of which ICBC paid all but $412. Sadekwishge and Kosravani alleged the Strada manager was present at the time and likely involved in the theft. The Strada said the management company employs the manager, and that it's not responsible for the employee's conduct. Campbell said she found no evidence the manager was negligent and that he was involved in the theft. The police report says there was no evidence to justify interrogating or arresting the manager, Campbell said. She also found the garage as limited common property for the exclusive use of residential section owners. I find the residential section, and not the Strada, is responsible to manage, repair and maintain the parking garage. This includes the security issues raised by the applicants in this dispute, Campbell said. So, I find the Strada did not owe the applicants a duty of care in this regard. And, she added, the fact the theft occurred does prove the Strada or residential section acted unreasonably. I find the applicants have not shown that any specific security measure would have prevented the theft, Campbell said. The applicants argue that there should have been better security in general, but they have not proven that their loss would not have occurred otherwise. All told, of the $10,000, Sadekwishge and Kosravani claimed for the cage, $3,000 for Sadekwishge's lost income and $3,000 for injury to dignity under the Human Rights Code. Campbell dismissed the claim.